Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Do Not Cast Your Pearls Before Swine. We are not to sinfully judge others, but there is a place for proper judging / discernment. That is true in reference to fellow believers and also true in reference to unbelievers, as Jesus now goes on to show. As seen in Matthew 7:6, where he says, Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. In bringing correction to a fellow believer, as noted earlier, see Matthew 7:1-5, we must do so with the right spirit. But what about unbelievers? What is required here is wisdom. Colossians 4:5-6 says, Walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Our approach to correcting unbelievers is to be one of wisdom, graciousness, and humility. However, Jesus here in Matthew 7:6 brings out that there is a time when you don't share at all with hardened unbelievers. There is a time to hold your pearls of truth and not cast them at all. We don't always have to try and bring about correction. Sometimes it's just not wise. This again requires discernment. This involves a proper, quote-unquote, judging of the situation and the people involved. Consistently in the Bible, pearls are shown to be gems of great value. Ed Glasscock writes, In verse 6, the holy and the pearls refer to God's truth and kingdom standards. Those who are disciples of Jesus are not to take the precious truth of God and cast it before dogs, quote-unquote, and swine, end of quote. Ed Glasscock. In the Bible, both dogs and pigs were unclean animals for the Jews. In Bible times, dogs were rarely domestic pets like is so common today. They were largely, and this is a quote from John MacArthur, they were largely half-wild mongrels that acted as scavengers. They were dirty, greedy, snarling, and often vicious and diseased. They were dangerous and despised. End of quote. Swine in the Old Testament were considered by the Jews to be the epitome of uncleanness. When Antiochus Epiphanes offered up a pig on the altar at the Jewish temple, it is the height of outrageous blasphemy. Thus, both dogs and pigs were derogatory terms used by the Jews to designate unbelieving Gentiles. Consistently in the New Testament, these terms are used metaphorically to depict the wicked and vile who refuse to repent. 2 Peter 2:21-22. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, quote, a dog returns to its own vomit, and a sow having washed to wallowing in the mire. Peter proverbially refers to those having known the gospel, then turn from it like being a dog who'd returns to his vomit or a sow to her wallowing. Both have an unclean nature and being unchanged go right back to what is according to their nature. Philippians 3:2 says, Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the mutilation. Paul here referred to legalistic false teachers known as Judaizers as dogs. They were spiritually dangerous and unclean. Revelation 22:12 says, But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. Outside the holy city of New Jerusalem are spiritual dogs. In other words, people never cleanse from their unclean sinfulness. These are people that never repented of the disgusting vices that God hates. Now, here, note the characterization. Those that refuse to repent of their vileness are dogs. and therefore it is inappropriate to serve them what is holy. The swine have no appreciation for pearls. They don't see the value in them at all. And if you cast them before them, they only become irritated, trample them under their feet, and turn and tear you in pieces. They are not open to the value of kingdom truth, so don't push it. They will only seek to abuse you for it. In such a case, don't even go there. Don't force it. Don't seek to apply the correction of truth in such a case. William MacDonald writes, "When we meet vicious people who treat divine truths with utter contempt and respond to our preaching the claims of Christ with abuse and violence, we are obligated to continue. We are not obligated." It makes a difference. "We are not obligated to continue to share the gospel with them." William MacDonald. A footnote: many contemporary Christians seem to think the mission of the church is to somehow push for social changes in society. They think it is the job of the church to reform society so that it aligns with kingdom standards. That never works, because the coarse culture of society is filled with dogs and swine. To force it only brings abuse and blasphemy. Proverbs 9, 7 and 8. "He who corrects a scoffer gets shame for himself. He who rebukes a wicked man only harms himself. Do not correct a scoffer, lest he hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you." Again, Proverbs 23, 9. "Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words." Ed Glasscock again says, quote, "This certainly does not mean that believers should not speak out against evil, but is a warning against attempting to make a fallen world conform to the standards that cannot be understood or appreciated. The intent of evangelism is not to make the world a better place, though that would be a blessed consequence, but to save people out of this present evil world." End of quote. When it comes to judging other people, we must ever remember we are not God. Yes, there is a place for correcting others in a helping sense, but it is to be done in humility and with integrity. There is no place for egotistical, hypocritical judging. And when it comes to unbelievers, we have to be wise in the matter of correcting or confronting. We are to seek to share the gospel with all people, but when it comes to those hardened in hostile rejection, we are not to cast our pearls before them. It's counterproductive. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, signing off for now.